This is Shane Hensley, creator of Deadlands Reloaded and Savage Worlds, and you're listening to the Vorpal Network.
These are...
It's game time.
Quiet, please. I am analyzing.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain?
Ballsy. Stupid, but ballsy.
Stand by for action.
Welcome to the party, pal!
Okay.
Remember, we're not dealing with an intelligence on our own level.
Bring in the logic probe!
Ooh! End of line.
RPGNow.com, the leading source for indie RPGs on the web. Visit them at www.rpgnow.com and pick up a few PDFs for your electronic gaming shelf. They've got gaming products for D20, 4th Edition, Mutants and Masterminds, and a variety of other products as well. Check them out at RPGNow.com. And GMDice.com, one of the best sources online for dice of any kind for any game. You can look at their GM blog, roll virtual dice, check out their vast assortment of dice from 4-siders all the way up to 100-siders, and you get a random free die with any order over $10. Visit them at www.gmdice.com.
Compound of Death.
Well, welcome back to the Gamer's Haven podcast. We're talking about building a compound, or at least Jeremy's talking about building a compound.
I thought we already had one built.
We survived the holidays.
Well, most of us.
Most of us did, anyway. Well, throw Nathan another slab of pig or something.
Pig.
Did you eat all the pig?
Hey, it's barbecued. It is tastiness.
I'll feed him the neighbors then.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, some of us barely survived the holidays.
Yes, or the state of things, the slim economy, and whatnot.
Hey, I got a bonus at work. Nice. I've only been there 2 months, and I got a bonus at work. That's how good I am at my job.
That's cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. I work very hard for my job.
For your
you
bonus.
You work hard for the money. So hard for
and this
money.
Economy, in this economy where there is nothing else to work with, yeah, you do the best you can with what you have.
That's true.
To make sure you keep it, because losing your job right now means that you're going to be unemployed for a good long
what
while.
What is it, 13 weeks? Is that how long unemployment lasts now?
13 weeks? Yeah, you're going to be unemployed for, the average is like 6 to 8 months now. And so they're going to go, no.
Yeah,
I don't want to lose my job.
We are getting back to sitting down and recording. I think the last episode that I managed to actually get out on the feed, I got out last week sometime, and it was the episode we recorded with Becca and Robin. So that we recorded like 9 months ago.
That was months ago.
Yes. To give you an idea, at the beginning of the episode, we sent out condolences for the death of Gary Gygax. That's how long ago we recorded that episode. Yeah. But that's what I'm doing. I'm releasing an old episode and then one of the new ones to get through the backlog. So, like, this will be the next episode that actually does go out. Is this one?
Okay. So that makes sense.
We're awesome that way. We time travel a lot. That crazy TARDIS that showed up.
Insert TARDIS sound effect here.
Yes. I could if I really wanted to dig it out, but yes. I don't care.
Hello, I'm the Doctor.
Hello, Doctor. But, we all survived the wonderful holiday season, and I use that the wonderful term lightly. My mother went and got her other knee replaced and is doing just fine, so that's nice.
Because you didn't go to the Olathe Hospital.
We didn't go to the crappy hospital in Olathe that may or may not be named Olathe Medical Center. Anyway.
OMC!
The Colonel House.
We... My sister came up for the holidays. That was real nice. And is still down here for now. I start school back up in just under 2 weeks, sadly. Back to the grindstone.
Yeah, my school screwed up my registration information for the second term, so I can't get re-enrolled until March.
Sweet.
Yeah, my school is retarded. I'm beginning to think that it's time to start looking for a new school.
Oh, and I finally finished reading Gates of Fire by Stephen Pressfield. Good book. I'm loaning it to Jeremy now.
I actually finished reading the Pathfinder rule book for the Pathfinder set in.
Sweet, sweet. We'll talk about that in our wonderful Year in Review. Yeah. So we'll be back.
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
We're back, and today on the Gamers Haven, we're going to be doing just a bit of a review of 2008 and what came out, what we did, what we saw, what we loved, what we hated, all that crazy stuff, what our games were, that sort of thing. So it's sort of a mishmash of what happened in 08. But Nathan was just talking about the Pathfinder RPG.
The beta testing rules.
Yeah, that he picked up and has finished reading. So
yeah, took me a while. It's a big book, but the thing is what you don't realize when you pick it up is that it actually has the game mastery information and the player information in the book. So you're actually reading the two separate sections.
Right.
Like I said,
and the beta rules are for free download off of the Paizo website.
Or if you're willing to spend the money, pay $25, you can get a nicely bound color softback copy of the beta rules. And that's what I did because I can't read online. It just gives me a migraine.
Right. And later this year, actually at Gen Con this coming year in 2009,
they will be releasing the official rules.
The official rules, yeah, the official book after the ginormous open playtest they've done over the last year and a half.
Yep.
So.
And whereas I can't say that I'm super impressed with it, I'm not as apprehensive of using the rules as I am of playing a fourth edition game.
Right.
The fact of the matter is it is extremely close to another product which we're not supposed to name because they hate being
3.75.
Yeah.
Oh, 3.75.
Yeah, they hate being called that. But
they hate being called what?
3.75?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 3.75.
But right. it is very close to the original product from D&D. The minor changes they made do make sense. The only thing that I thought was kind of interesting was is that everybody gets stat bonuses. Nobody gets any penalties. I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, they pulled that from 4th Ed.
Yeah.
Because everybody gets...
No, because 4th Ed, you still can have...
For races.
For races. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you mean races?
Yeah.
They might have done that.
The races all have stat bonuses. Even humans and half-elves, which never have had stat bonuses before, now get to choose any stat they want, add +2 to it.
Right.
So it's much more of a heroic style than...
Very much 3.75.
Yeah. Yeah. Although we're not supposed to say that.
It's nice... You know, this year we saw 4th edition come out, and we saw the splitting of the RPG community going one way or the other.
There was some massive backlash over 4th,
which was kind of ridiculous for any backlash because
ultimately,
you can still buy 3.5.
They can coexist happily.
Well, this is the first time ever that D&D had to compete with itself, basically.
Yeah,
I think it's good.
License. And I think it's ultimately a good thing for the industry, and I think. You know, pick your flavor. You know, if you like the more crunchy 3.5
rules heavy
D&D, go for it. You are more than welcome to play that. If you like the 4th edition, go for it. If you like both, go for it. Yeah. It's all out there now.
I root for Pathfinder in the 3.75 because if they keep doing well, that means Wizards is going to have to keep putting out good stuff instead of just crap.
But so far, they've been doing pretty good.
The new Dragonomicon is flipping awesome.
The Dragonomicon is cool. Martial Power is coming out. Martial Power is out.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
I'm still not
Adventure Fault's really neat.
Happy with all their art, though, in Wizards. Pathfinder
the
art
thing is
you're
gonna,
better.
When it comes to art, you're going to hit and miss with whatever you do.
So yeah. far, and they've missed.
I agree that a lot of their art...
You could say it's terrible art. I think most of it's not that bad.
The fact of the matter is it's if for a lot of the older D&D players, we have problems with the art. It gets contemporary.
No, it's not that bad. No, that's as bad.
It's more of a contemporary fantasy art than a classical fantasy art. And so for those of us who have played since, like, AD&D, the first run of AD&D, mm-hmm. yeah, we have problems with the art because we're used to the classic descriptions and drawings of the monsters, and so the new ones don't look a lot like them, and we don't like it. But
the Monster Manual's not bad. It's more of the player's handbook that really gets me in. But my hope is the artwork gets better as time goes on.
The thing was, is I really liked the artwork in the 3.0 and 3.5 books. The more realistic style. You know, there wasn't a lot of washed hues and pastels.
Mm-hmm.
It was very cut and dry, saturated, you know, straight colors. It was primaries. And that, for a lot of people, that's a much more light art style.
Fourth Ed is more cartoonish. Some of it's a little bit more childish. Some of it's not bad, though. It just, I don't know. I like Fourth Ed a lot, but I do...
You do wish
have
the
issues
artwork
about
better.
The artwork.
Yeah. And I think one of the reasons...
Speaking of Avalanche Press, I did get an email from our eighth pagan friend who just listened to our last episode, which is the Women in Gaming, where we talked at length about the Avalanche Press, you know, Tits the Role-Playing Game.
Tits the Role-Playing Game.
And you remember
They're
the Little People Celtic Age source book, right?
Do-do-do!
The one with the fairy spread eagle.
Squatting
That's
on
the censored picture.
Oh, that's the censored picture. What's the uncensored picture?
The uncensored picture.
Can we show it on the website without being considered a porn site?
No.
We cannot, because that is the uncensored picture right there.
No, that's all up inside of her.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah.
For
I know audio. This is an audio program, and this we're looking at a visual medium, so you can just use your imagination, really.
Yeah, just listen to what Jeremy said. Say it again, Jeremy.
It's all up inside of her.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Anyway,
yeah,
that just
bad.
Reminded me of that.
I can't believe that.
Thank you, Eighth Pagan, for bringing that to our attention.
They were going to try to put that out.
I don't know. We're talking Avalanche Press here, so they're
whose ridiculous idea is that?
Probably someone who went on to Palladium.
or the erotic
book of erotic fantasy.
Yeah.
Which White Wolf now has and has published.
Why?
You don't need that.
You don't need those rules. There's no point.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that came out though about a couple years ago.
If your players
and the
company
brought it out tanked.
Creepy role playing sex, then fine. You don't need rules for it.
Phone lines for that. Oh crap. Not that I know anything about that, honest.
Don't they have computers and websites for that shit?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, they
sweet.
Do. Ethan's wasting all his money. Sad.
Yeah. Dude, I'm pretty sure they have free sites for that crap.
Yeah. I'm wasting his money.
I think we need to do a Google search.
What's Google?
It's the internet.
Just don't Google Java.
Never Google Java. Anyway,
Ngakodulu chicken sandwich.
But yeah, no, wait, we got fourth edition that came out.
Yes, it did, and it came out. Yeah,
came out, and you know, some people love it, some people hate it.
It was actually very well received. It's just there's been a lot of a backlash from
publishers have had issues with it, except for various others. There's still we still don't have the promised revision to the GSL.
Yeah, and that took the.
Was promised to us that we would get a revised GSL back in August.
Yeah, but most of WotC's promises, I just say you guys promise a lot of stuff, and I just ignore.
Yeah. We have managed to get. Obviously, they put out their D&D Insider.
God, that took so freaking long.
And
I'm disappointed.
I'm still interested to see really what their numbers are because I've yet to talk to anyone who has stayed on after they went to a pay format. So,
and I'm curious about what they're going to do with character builder.
The character builder beta is out.
Don't make it part of the Insider only. Make it.
Yeah. Well, anyone can go and download it.
The free one. Yeah.
And it's nice. I like it. It shows a lot of potential. It's obviously in the beta demo right now, so it's not. Complete,
but if they make it Insider only,
lame. That would be really lame. And I still think that they should sell, since they PDF all of their the Dragon and the Dungeon magazines. They should sell those individual issues through like RPG Now or someplace.
Yeah, or DriveThru RPG.
I still haven't seen
same place, same place now, isn't it?
Yeah. I haven't seen PDFs though properly priced through WotC though.
Oh yeah, they do. They for fourth edition stuff, it's all 20% off their cover price.
Still
25.
That's
20 or 25% off, and it's through RPG Now and DriveThru RPG and all them.
Well, when you consider the fact that the actual the cost of processing
it's better than what they were doing for the 3.5 books, which were cover price at PDF.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So the thing is, though, the electronic medium their bandwidth cost for downloading those things is literally pennies per book. And their cost for having some, you know, intern scan that crap in can't be more than $20.
Well, a lot of times they don't have to scan it in. They build it on computer and then print it as a PDF anyway.
So it's all part of their cost of actually making the book in the first place. The fact that they turn around and try to sell it at cover price means that they're making
the intern.
They're not doing
so
that
sad.
Anymore, though. Yeah. They're still the 3.5 books are still, I think, at full cover price, but all the 4th edition stuff is at 20 to 25% off.
Still, 20 to 25% off doesn't... That's it's still better than nothing. All profit.
That's true. It is better than nothing.
I know. They do have to pay a fee, obviously, to the retail DriveThru RPG and all those. But
still, if you think,
I think it's a step in the right direction.
It may be a step in the right direction, but the electronic media, the fact that you know, it's pretty much it's super inexpensive to form to create. It's just the fact that it's like any PDF books they make is going to be almost pure profit.
Right.
Even after you cut out the cost that it for the actual manufacturer of the book and the cost that you pay to the actual person who's selling the book the PDF format of it for you. It's pure profit. They don't have to pay any publishing companies, nothing.
Yeah.
And as
they've got $20 out of that $35 sale.
Yeah.
Easy.
And as you put out our episodes, our listeners will get to hear what we think about 4th Ed.
Yeah.
The different things, you know, well, because we've said a lot about it.
Ethan and Jeremy like it. I have not had a chance to play it, so I am skeptical, because a lot of the stuff on the writing, on the page, makes me go, no. But until I actually see it in actual, the concept actually in effect, actually in the process of actually using that concept, I can't say that it's crap, because I haven't played it. It may be crap for me. I may hate it once I play it, but the fact of the matter is I can't make that justification until I actually play it.
We saw getting away from D&D with the D20. We've seen now that 2008 is over, those companies that have jumped on the GSL bandwagon have gone, I know with Goodman Games, as of the 1st of January, now no longer sells any of their 3.5 stuff.
They're not allowed to. That's part of the GSL licensing restriction.
They're also, however, they did expand in because Chaosium did a new license for Call of Cthulhu.
Yes, they did.
And a lot of companies signed on to that, including Goodman Games.
Yeah, I saw Twilight of the Something Macabre, one of their ventures is already out.
Yeah, you know, we got a copy of it and I handed it off to you.
Yeah. That's the one I'm reading. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. I don't know where I put that. I only read like 4 pages of it. It's not bad.
But it's much more in line because other companies are now putting out, are now supporting the Call of Cthulhu game. And it's not for, I think it's also in conjunction because it's actually the BRP license.
Yeah, basic role-playing.
Out there is you can have a BRP game now.
Yeah, well, they have the basic role-playing.
It's finally out. Yeah,
the BRP book is actually out.
2008 did come and go, and we still don't have Pulp Cthulhu. It is now about 3 years late. But that's okay.
What other games came out?
You realize one of the reasons why Chaosium actually renewed their licensing thing for Call of Cthulhu and the basic role-playing system is because they're having problems getting writers to write for Call of Cthulhu. That's the rumor I keep hearing everywhere I talk to people about it, is that they can't get enough people to actually write specifically for Chaosium. So they, in an effort to get more material out there, because there's a ton of material they've been trying to push for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're trying to redo a lot of the city books,
and
they can't get the people to do it.
Licensing it out like that also puts the publishing, the brunt of the publishing cost to other companies, which is good for them. They can focus on... You know, the core solid books that they need to focus on.
You know what would be nice? I know it's kind of hokey, but if, like, Lulu Publishing had the ability, like, if, say, like, one of these companies...
There's some companies that have deals with Lulu now to do that, some RPG companies.
But,
I can't think of any off the top of my head, but they do.
It would.
They do that.
That would be nice, because Lulu does the PDF, and it also does the actual format of it. And you can do it in softback. paper. You can do it in a softback. Like you can do it in hardback. You can do it in 8x8.5x11. You can do it in 12x16.
The technology's come quite a ways.
Oh yeah,
and I think like Lulu.com is a great place to go for for some great stuff. Mm-hmm. That character names book.
That's a nice book.
What is it? The Story Names Project. I think is the name of the book, edited by Jason Morningstar. Through there is great.
Yeah,
buy for
good
$11.
Oh yeah.
I love it specifically for stories and RPGs, and it's great. There are some great finds on there, and you can find, I know Mal Havoc Press has some of their stuff up on there, so you can, because you can still get, a lot of the Mal Havoc Press stuff is out of print, like the Arcane Evolve, that sort of thing. Some of that stuff, I'm not sure if Arcane Evolve specifically is up there, you can get through Lulu.com because Monty's put it up there. Because obviously Monty's moved on to other things right now and is not doing...
He's actually writing real books.
He's writing nonfiction books, and he's a consultant on 3.75. I mean, Pathfinder.
Pathfinder.
3.75.
But he's writing normal fiction and nonfiction now. He's writing rather than role playing game books. He's actually writing real novels.
And he and his wife have said they're sitting this. They're going to sit this edition out, which I think is pretty funny.
I wonder if that's a condemnation on his.
No. He was already planning on leaving to go do other things.
Yeah, I remember him saying that.
Before 4.0 came out.
The hope is that both of them do well.
They're great people, and I'm sure they'll be back into...
I got a friend invite from him on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. He's a great guy.
I went, he even knows me? Mm-hmm. I only met him that once.
Let's see, what else happened?
White Wolf put out, redid and put out Hunter, the new Hunter, Hunter the Vigil, I think it was. where apparently they did what they should have done originally and made it like, you know, the TV show Supernatural. Instead of you're a hokey dude with wacky powers that...
The GM really has to babysit.
GM has to babysit because if you go up against anything else in the World of Darkness universe, you'll be horribly murdered.
It's a vampire I murdered. It's a werewolf I murdered. It's a mage I murdered.
I'm in another dimension. Changeling won a number of awards.
God, I can't believe.
I can't even think
because
about
of the rabid
Changeling
fans out there.
That book was
haven't gotten any death threats from Palladium fans. I'm very upset with you. If you know any Palladium fans and they want to send death threats, please.
Palladium sucks.
ThousandMonkeysProductions@gmail.com. Please, I'm waiting.
I can't believe that Changeling won so many awards. I actually read Palladium, a section of the book, and it
Palladium,
was terrible.
Palladium did not ask for money this year.
Oh, so that's nice.
That's something.
Maybe they are crawling in a corner and dying?
That would be nice. They did manage to get the Robotech license back, sadly, and have put out books for it again.
Yeah, hey, and they're in that funky format. Like,
Mongoose is still there. Mongoose is...
Shotgun approach works, I guess.
Shotgun approach is still working for
not
them. They are doing 4th edition product.
Really?
They are also doing a lot of other original product.
You know, they could, if they focused...
They're still doing Paranoia.
I mean, maybe they could actually make themselves like into something good.
Yeah. Now it's just called Paranoia.
They got the rights. The big thing they got was the rights to Traveler this year.
Huh. Yeah.
So they're doing Traveler.
Well, then I have some hope that maybe Mongoose will actually get out of their, you know, Trailer
slump,
Park roots.
Slump of crap.
And slump of crap and, you know, go.
Andre has the Traveler. Well, what are the Traveler books? I don't know if it's the one by Mongoose Publishing.
Yeah, I will not be playing... Traveler. I played it once and didn't like it at all.
Yeah,
so.
I played the old Traveler.
Yeah.
All the way back, you know, in the 80s.
Mongoose can put good stuff out. I mean, the Paranoia book is their good product.
Yeah.
They have a lot of other crap, but
we can't call it Paranoia. We can't call it Paranoia XP anymore.
It's not Paranoia XP anymore. It's Paranoia.
Because they got sued by Microsoft.
That's so weird. I want to put XP after everything, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we be, you know, Gamers Haven XP?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, let's get sued by Microsoft, one of the largest companies still in the world, monetary, you know, capital.
Let's see,
capital
Wizards
wise.
XP, D&D Pathfinder 3.75 XP.
You just want to add XP to the end of everything.
Yes, I think it's ridiculous they got sued because XP, it's two letters.
Yeah, and it's trademarked.
Yep. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna trademark the letter J. Can I do that?
No.
Can I trademark
GP? You're not a multi-billion-dollar company. You can't trademark anything.
Really? I have rights.
Yeah.
I'm gonna trademark my name.
Jeremy Putnam.
Yeah.
Yes. Now I don't know the full story
Jeremy.
Behind the XP deal.
And this whoever they named Jeremy.
After taking my intellectual property law class, I'm thinking probably what happened is Mongoose received a cease and desist letter from them.
And they ceased?
And they ceased and desisted because it's Microsoft.
Yeah, and Microsoft doesn't
care. And Microsoft
care.
Has very deep pockets and Mongoose does not. Yeah. So and that's Microsoft probably what ended up happening is, yes, and if that had gone to court, I think they would. I think Mongoose probably would have won their case through saying, yes, this is a parody. But the amount of money it would take to go through court would have been rather astonishing.
Which,
so,
you know, Microsoft, whether good or bad, that's fine, but come on. They're not protecting. It's not like it's their software.
You have to understand, they have to protect their intellectual properties. If they don't, then they lose the ability to actually have the intellectual property in the first place.
It's
If you don't protect your intellectual property, and someone does screw it over,
protecting your intellectual property is fine, but this is not.
But this is not a legal podcast. Anyway.
It just bothers me. It's like the whole suing of the children who downloaded free music.
Apparently they're stopping
that. Yes, they are. That's something I want to point out.
No, they're not stopping that. They're not specifically suing after ISPs. Yeah, they're suing the ISPs, which are going to force the ISPs to turn around and attack the people that are downloading stuff. I look at it and go, you know why they're suing the ISPs is because it's a larger target and they can actually maybe possibly win in court. But the fact of the matter is It all comes back down to the fact that a lot of those companies, the companies that provide the internet service provision, it states in the end-user license agreement that you sign, that you agree to, that they will not retain any records of where you go, what you do, and what you download online. Therefore, they're going to have to change all their end-user license agreements.
So the suing of children will continue?
Yes, it will, unfortunately, but it'll be by the ISP, so you'll get... You know, your 3-year-old child who accidentally clicked on the wrong link will get sued by Time Warner instead of...
No, they won't get sued by Time Warner. You'll get sued by Time Warner because your name's on the account.
Yeah. So, all you people out there with open internet, you better start locking it down.
Don't download anything.
Yes. Don't be a pirate. Security.
No, just don't download
your
anything.
Wi-Fi access point.
Stop downloading. The internet is out to get you.
You're not paranoid. They are out to get you.
Exactly. Oh, and we did learn this year about the Lizard Men conspiracy.
Yes.
So we obviously we don't know how much
What's
longer we'll be
again?
On the air.
David Icke.
David Icke. Yeah.
David, we're here for you. We know that the Lizard Men are coming, but they're not here yet. So while you're still alive, while all the rest of us are still alive, enjoy your life.
Yeah, 2012.
Because the Lizard Men are coming in 2012.
That's true. If you have no idea what we're talking about, go to the Wikipedia page.
Just check it out. It's
just
great
check out
stuff.
David Icke. Or really, just check out Lizard Men Conspiracy on
Wikipedia.
And don't go anywhere else because I'd be terrified to get a virus from whatever other website you go to. But Wikipedia, go there.
And really, you know, for all our mocking, if he wanted to talk,
hell yeah,
we'll talk.
Put him on the
we'll
show.
Sure, fine. Yeah. I'd have to mute my mic every 3 or 4 seconds because I'd be laughing too hard. Lizard Men Conspiracy.
The great thing about conspiracies like that is if they're true, no one's going to believe
it.
Speaking of Lizard Men, though.
Real quick, though, the whole David Icke thing, the Lizard Men Conspiracy and his whole diatribe about all that.
Because we don't want to get sued, you know.
No. It's great material for gaming.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something we could talk about in a later episode, of using stuff like that. I mean, yeah, this guy seriously thinks about this stuff, but man, if you can use that for a game, totally easily.
If he ran RPG games, I bet they would be so surreal and awesome.
Totally.
We'll game with you. If you want to come over and run a game, fine.
Do you really want him to know where you live?
No.
We'll meet at a neutral location where the Lizardmen cannot find us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But speaking of Lizardmen...
Somewhere in Baltimore.
I think Nathan's eyes just blink sideways.
Yeah.
I'll get an axe.
Damn it! They figured out my secret. No, speaking of Lizardmen, though, as most people know, Warhammer. Yeah, in the Warhammer universe, Games Workshop has announced that they are releasing the new edition of the Lizardmen army rules.
If you would all follow our random ramblings in our show and try to follow it in some logical, chronological way. We've all fallen back into the horrible, horrible, evil,
the
nasty hobby that is
Warhammer.
And have been playing
Fantasy.
It a lot. Fantasy, yes.
Yeah,
Warhammer
and we're all broke
battles.
For it, too.
Gosh darn it.
But
that's
The new Lizardmen rules are coming out, and supposedly they're supposed to flatten out some of the... inconsistencies with the Lizardmen army. Book's supposed to come out early February.
And make it easier to make new sets of luggage?
I hope so.
I got to use Grapeshot on Friday.
Yes.
No, that wasn't a good thing, though.
It was a bad thing because they were that close for Grape Shot.
Yeah.
We did figure out some rule changes, not changes, but things that we were doing wrong.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, like, but the Lizardmen will come out early February. It was supposed to come out in January, but they're not going to make it, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. The advance orders for some of the Melville.
The book last I heard for the Lizardmen book is supposed to come out like February 7th, like something like that.
Yeah, it's early February.
You know, I wish they would send us
Games Workshop
would send us PDFs so we could.
They don't do PDFs.
They don't do PDFs, and they also unfortunately due to the way the economy is going, they really.
Well, no, I'm not talking about models. I'm just talking about
books. No. The books, even the books, though, their publishing costs. Talking with Phil down at Tabletop, their publishing costs are almost 60% of the cost of their books. Mm-hmm. Right. So
My dad used to work at the KU bookstores on campus, and he knows about markup on textbooks, and it's not that much.
Yeah.
And books in general, the markup on books is not huge.
Something textbooks then, because those textbooks are stupid expensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, this is going off on a horrible tangent, but if you go to the bookstore to get yourself textbooks, and you're paying $50 for it, more than likely the bookstore has paid $40 for it.
Yeah, they're making $10.
So, I mean,
that's ridiculous.
The markup on textbooks is ridiculously small. However, the markup on clothing is ridiculously huge.
Yeah.
My dad pointed out, like, those KU basketball shirts that sell for $30, they're paying like $1 for.
They pay $1.35 for it.
Well, clothes are, you know, expensive and overrated. That probably goes back to the Lizardmen conspiracy.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. But they also announced that, well, it's not really announced, but there's also a heavy rumor floating around that instead of revising a fourth army, because they're doing an army every quarter, instead of revising a fourth army book for the year, at the end of the year, there's a possibility from the rumor that they're going to be releasing a new army. Cool. And the two that are supposedly floating around in the rumor mill are the Kathian army, the
that would be awesome.
the Asian army, or the army of End. Army.
You know what's it called? Legend of the Five Rings. Their models, they are nice models.
Their miniature battle game was Clan War.
Yeah, which
I think it still is Clan War.
No, the game no longer exists.
I know Legend of the Five Rings is still going on.
No, but the Clan War game is discontinued.
Okay, as long as you can still get models. So that, either way, that if they put that out, that'd be awesome because I love the samurai and that type.
I'd be interested to see the Kathian army because one of the models that they've actually done.
Is it actually Oriental or is it Oriental like Persian?
No, it's Oriental.
The Kathian army is Chinese.
It's Chinese. So you could Nippon, have some guns.
In Warhammer, Nippon is Japan, and is India.
Yeah. Nippon we probably won't see for a long time.
I would
time.
Love to have elephants.
Yeah, that was the one thing I really liked about the End Army.
Anything else.
This is the point of the show when we geek out about something.
The other part of the End Army that I think is really cool is Grenadiers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had grenades.
Yeah.
And they actually had handheld rockets
I do wish
which would be really cool to see.
They would do more historical.
They have a historical combat game.
They do, but I haven't seen a lot of, at least I haven't seen the models, the historical models.
They don't produce the historical models, but there's a lot of companies out there that do.
Yeah. They produce the rules for it.
Yeah, they produce the rules for it. It's Warhammer Ancient Battles. And the new rulebook comes out for that later this year, too.
The Warhammer, they do such good models. I just would like to see them do, like,
as big as Games Workshop is, you have to understand they're really not a big manufacturing company.
I mean, this last year, though, from the Warhammer camp, we managed to, from the role-playing camp, Black Library shut down.
And, which was sad.
Which was surprising, but then, amazingly so, the Fantasy Flight Games picked it up and are now producing the 40K role-playing game.
And the Warhammer Fantasy.
And the Warhammer Fantasy books. And they're still stock. They still have their stock of Black Library
which
stuff.
Which I would be interested to play Fantasy one day.
They also put out a new edition of Talisman. And they actually have a Talisman upgrade kit for those people who bought the Black Library
fun
version.
Game,
yeah. And also they got
I mean, this is Fantasy Flight. They put out nice board games.
Yeah, you get what you pay for.
Their Talisman version has plastic minis, and plus there's a new token system in it that apparently levels the playing field a bit more. So
that game can drag.
I really want to towards the end. I want to pick up that game. That copy because I think actually next month is their next month is their expansion for it. Okay.
Well, we'll decide on the price.
But
what was up to, with Andrew?
He just had a question about his apartment thing.
Yeah, but
anyway,
if they do the army event, the cool thing will be war elephants.
Yeah,
if
they do like a model one, yeah. I only need one. Yeah, I don't care about the rest.
If they do the Kathian army, we'll get to see the cool model I got to see earlier. That was a wasn't really a model; it was a conversion model for their general riding on a Kai Ling, the scaled unicorns from Chinese mythology. Which even the conversion model looked uber freaking cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm excited
I'm not
to see
enough
it.
To mod.
Yeah,
so.
Off the Warhammer bandwagon now.
Okay, I've got one then. Well, two. One, we know that World of Warcraft put out their expansion.
They also put out the miniatures battle game.
They also put out their miniatures, which actually the miniatures look nice.
Miniatures are very nice looking.
I don't care about the game. I'm tempted to pick up the minis. And number three, this is for the child within game. Lego is putting out a massive
multiplayer online game
coming up.
Yeah,
and if they do it the way they want, it should be sweet,
nice,
and if in case,
and safe,
yeah,
and fun,
mm-hmm.
because the whole Lego DS, well, not just DS, but the whole Lego series,
the whole Lego
right now,
series, is
yeah,
like
Star Wars trilogies,
fun,
Indiana Jones.
I haven't played Batman.
Batman's actually quite fun.
the Lego games are fun.
The fact that you can play as the villains mm-hmm. is cool. But speaking of MMOGs. If you've been living under a rock, you haven't heard that BioWare announced that they're in cahoots with LucasArts, and they're releasing Star Wars Old Republic.
Knights of the Old Republic.
No,
MMO.
It's called Star Wars Old Republic.
Yeah, but it's Knights of the MMO.
It's Knights of the Old Republic MMO. Massively
well, they
online
could
game.
Screw it up like the other one.
You have to remember, Knights of the Old Republic
BioWare
2 was not released by BioWare.
Okay.
It was actually
BioWare
released by a different
Mass
company.
Effect.
Yeah, I have problems with Mass Effect.
All I have to say is alien sex.
Jade Empire?
I like
Jade Empire.
Empire
was awesome.
There you go.
I like Mass Effect. The problem I had with Mass Effect was that you like land on a
BioWare
world.
BioWare did
I'm,
not do Neverwinter Nights 2.
And that
no,
is a blessing. I like BioWare. BioWare is a good company.
Everything they've released has been fairly good. They do a good job on plot.
Mm-hmm.
On plot.
They're a good Western RPG company.
You've got to have some plot. You've got to have story. You can't just have...
As Neverwinter Nights 2 found out, if you have just a plain, generic Dungeons & Dragons-type story, people are not going to go for it.
Not number 2. Number 2, the controls in that suck. Everything just sucked about it. I know there's fans out there that love it. Hated it. Crashed
hated
my computer
too.
Repeatedly.
I wasted
never emailed
50,
me back.
I wasted $50 on that game.
Yes, I purchased the special edition. Never got any of my bonus stuff. Screw you guys. Going home.
And that's one of the reasons why Atari went bankrupt this last year and was purchased by...
I'm glad.
Purchased by... what's the name of the company? Infogrames. They were purchased by Infogrames.
Well, I really doubt...
They also own Delphine Studios now,
I really doubt the Lego massive multiplayer game is going to have much of a story.
No, it's Legos.
It's an MMO. I doubt, most MMOs don't have stories.
Dude, oh, this is all...
But it's okay.
For a Lego MMO game, this is what I want to be able to do. I want to be able to go out... And if I have to fight something, you know, knock something over for bricks, take the bricks back, and build what
I
want.
I want to be able to build
I want
to
have
stuff.
A custom creator to be able to, like, build my house.
Building thing, because some of the older building things they came up with were not easy to use. Yeah. Not for kids at all, definitely.
But the ability to, like, say, you want a house? Sure, you just got to have the blocks to build it. And then you put the blocks together and build the house the way you want.
I hope they don't do it where you have to pay for a lot of extra stuff.
No.
Right.
Within restrictions, of course, on the building.
I'm going to play it, so we're going to try.
What other video games came out this year that we were all blown away?
Gears of War 2 came out. It was pretty impressive. It's graphic-wise, I didn't think they could do better than the first one, but graphics-wise, it is better than the first game. For those of you out there that are music junkies like me, Rock Band 2 came out, and there's like over 500 songs now to listen to, so you can get your groove on and pound away at the plastic drums, unless you're like me, who seems to find every defective
Smurf
drum in the world. My first set of Rock Band 2 drums, the red pad broke off. It didn't die. No, the whole
Smurf
pad broke off and fell on the floor. And then when I called them about it, they said, well, you have to have the receipt before we'll actually do a return. I don't know what you're doing to your drums. Every drum set I've had from them has been defective. Every single one.
Did he say you're hitting it with a drum set?
Actually, he goes, I don't know what you're doing to drums. I'm like, I'm playing them like you play the drums. You hit the pad, you know, to make a sound. And I'm hitting them really light because these new ones are, like, you know, very quiet. So you can actually hear the music without turning the volume up so loud that your ears bleed.
SimCity Societies came out. That was fun.
Let's see what else came out. There was a couple RPGs that came out. Squaresoft brought out their new RPG, and it just got lambasted because it was terrible. I can't remember the name of it. Last Exile or something like that?
I don't know. Spore came out. Spore was a lot of fun.
Spore was fun, but it seemed like the thing with Spore was that everything up to the end of the game, the spacefaring section, just seemed like the intro.
Warhammer Age of Reckoning came out.
Yes, and I'd love to get back to it.
I really enjoy it. Of course, you know, I have my own reasons for enjoying it, I suppose. Yeah.
I'd love to get back to it. I just don't have the time or the money.
Yeah.
It won't run on my system.
Yeah, we need to upgrade your system. We need to get you a new computer. I just need to upgrade my computer, build myself a new computer, and then you can have my old one.
Yeah, well, I need to work on the room downstairs first.
I have everything now except for the switch to wire my house for the network. The wire distances have all been measured, so I can wire my house for network.
Did they finally send you the right size bracket thingy?
No. There's nothing I can do about that. I have a mini 12 port patch panel, so I'll just have to deal with that. It's wall mounted, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But what I can do is, since I'll be actually hanging sheetrock in the basement, is I'll hang it on the inside of a stud and then create an opening for the actual patch panel cables to go into, so it looks like it's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, building a gaming room in the basement.
Yeah, I finished my table. We should actually probably take pictures and put it up online and show off the.
Yeah.
I actually have a full Warhammer tournament rules legal table size table.
Have two.
4 foot by 8 foot.
I got another table coming.
You got another table coming?
Like what other table?
Ping pong
table?
No, just a gaming. It's a regular table, but it's, if I remember correctly, it's about this size.
Wow,
a little bit bigger.
Not bad.
So
you're gonna have lots of tables at your house.
Yeah.
Now we just have to work on chairs.
Folding chairs work great,
and we're gonna have a bar.
That's awesome.
Nice. Ben and I are working on a bar.
Sweet.
That is awesome. Yeah, our basement's not going to be that advanced. I fixed my Amigas. For those of you out there who follow the hobbyist computer lines, the NatAmi, which was supposed to be the new retro Amiga, got pushed back. It's not going to be coming out until February, which has pissed off a lot of people. But you know what? When it comes to the Amiga stuff, if you look at the history of the Amiga, it's like, we're going to come up with this now. No, not now, not now, now, no, not now, no, later, no, now, no, 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 oh, here it is. Oh, we're already 6 years late, and the product is way, you know, way obsolete, and we went bankrupt.
Oh, well.
But, yeah.
Die hard.
The NatAmi, actually, for those of you out there who remember your old Amigas and didn't realize that they still exist and people still use them like crazy, check out Amiga.org and check out NatAmi.net. It's basically an enhanced version of the A4000. It's really got my curiosity piqued, but it's going to be very expensive when it comes out.
Hey, does anybody happen to know who put out the game Pirates?
Sid Meier's Pirates?
Is it Sid Meier's?
It's Sid Meier's Pirates.
I've lost my book, and my book has the key on the back.
Oh, no!
So I can't load my game into anything.
Sid Meier's Pirates was released by... Oh, shoot. I'd have to actually go load up my copy and see what company it was that made it. It's Firaxis. It's the same company that creates Civilization. It's Firaxis.
I need to email them because I'm wondering if they can give me a new code because I own the game.
Well, what they'll probably have you do is they'll have you probably fax a copy of the front of the disc to them, and then they can redo your code.
Don't have a fax machine.
You gotta fax the whole disc.
Do you have a scanner?
I do have a scanner.
You can scan a copy, same thing. Yeah. And then what you'll do is you'll email it to him.
Yeah. Because I've got the whole thing. I have the box. I have everything. I just don't have the book.
You lost the book.
Lost in about years ago in the move.
Yeah. That's a good game, too. You don't want to lose the...
It's a fun game. I was going to run it on my laptop.
Yeah.
I was going to run it on my laptop because it should run.
Oh, yeah. It'll run.
And
it ran on my laptop. My laptop's junk.
It didn't come out in 2008, though.
Mm-hmm. No.
It came out a long time ago.
Yeah, but...
lots of video games came out. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any other ones that came out.
Role-playing game-wise...
probably tons of card games.
Alpha Omega came out from the new company. It's an interesting book. They're actually releasing... I don't know if it's out yet, but they're releasing an expansion.
Alpha Omega, the their Monsters book. It's not out quite yet, but it is coming up soon, I know.
Yeah. And that's actually a very interesting game.
I listened to an interview with them we did at Gen Con. Mm-hmm. In one of our old Gen Con episodes. So.
Didn't that monster game just come out in 2008?
Monsterpocalypse.
Monsterpocalypse?
Yes.
Came out and is apparently doing quite well for...
If it wasn't a random collector, I saw some of the monsters. They looked pretty cool, but it's a random.
The monsters are cool. Truth be told...
That nasty word, collectible.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is the random doesn't bother me.
Huge thing that happened last year, WizKids got shut down by cops.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Which was unbelievable.
Are vying for their properties, obviously, because they'd be dumb to discontinue HeroClix and all those, because that makes buckets of money.
Modding HeroClix to various things is nice. Putting them on other bases. We've been doing that.
Yeah, I remember that. I can't. I'm still to this day. I'm dumbfounded that Topps would do that.
That and the Gen Con bankruptcy.
Yeah, how is that going? By the way,
kind of lame this year, though. From everything I've read,
I was not. I did not have a good time. We went up with a lot of money, and we came back with a lot of it.
Yeah,
we didn't. Yeah, we didn't buy a lot.
For those of us who didn't go, from like just everything we were told, it just didn't seem.
Yeah, it didn't. It wasn't as good.
I had a great time going. It was, you know, a lot of fun gaming stuff. There wasn't really anything at the show that just blew me away.
Yeah, I got stood up by like four or five different interviews.
I mainly got stood up by Mythic.
Well,
which was funny.
anyway,
isn't there a Kansas City con, some sort of con?
Yeah,
going on
cool
that we're
con,
be going
it?
To?
There's Sean Con, and it was back in November.
Also, if the person... So we missed. Okay, sorry.
Well, yeah, at that point in time, I think all of us were either one working or looking for jobs or busy with everything else in life.
It was the weekend before Thanksgiving.
And we can't do that. I need to throw this out, though. I was horribly sick that week. If the person emails me, there is a anime one coming up in Kansas City. Is this a small little con? Mm-hmm. I'll try to get the name.
So there is a Comic Con here in Kansas City. I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head, but I know there is one. There's obviously Sean Con. There's a Wargaming convention too.
Yeah,
which is supposed to be really cool, actually.
I mean, I'd some of the people to get Sean Con, you know, because I don't know if obviously I'm going to be able to go to Gen Con this year.
We're Beck and I have already decided that we're not going to Gen Con.
Well, the only reason
year.
I bring up the anime one is one, I know the individual. And two, it sounds neat. It's going to be kind of small, but it sounds like something different. Mm-hmm. So if I can get more information, if she emails me. If not, well, I don't.
Yeah,
I can't do anything.
One thing that we should point out that came out this year, that started, I think it was this last year, was the books from the books that we've been getting sent by.
Games?
Yeah, no. The stories like Elmeric and the Fantastic.
They've been republishing
Paizo's Planet Stories.
Planet Stories have been great.
Yeah, every one of them I've read.
Some of them have been okay, but
aside from Alak of Atlantis, book I've read I've enjoyed.
I hate Alak. Somebody needs to hit him with a truck.
We got an email about some of those. Actually, we'll talk about
really
it in the Random Encounters.
Cool,
good or bad?
Oh, well, I'll read it.
Probably mixed.
One of those.
Yeah, go ahead, right behind you. Actually, for those of you out there who keep an eye on the video games systems, I don't know if you heard about the numbers, but the numbers for the Wii for the end year was like 2.8 million units or something like that in November and December, followed very far by second place, which was the Xbox 360, which sold a couple, it was like 600 or 800,000. Followed lastly in third place by PlayStation 3, which sold barely over 200,000 units.
Which sold like four units.
Yeah. And people are, the PlayStation fanatics are ranting
really
about...
People buying them weren't using them for
they were cooking on them?
No, they're using them as boat anchors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, see, the thing is I bought one. I bought one back when they actually had the backwards compatibility because I could play all my old PlayStation 2 games.
Can they do that now?
Yeah. No, they can't. They removed reverse backwards compatibility.
That's
completely. Because it helps them cut down the cost on building it.
Yeah.
And they're trying to save as much money as they can because the things cost $600 to build, and they're selling them for $400.
I've played the Wii a couple times. It is a lot of fun, but still a group thing.
Yeah, we have a Wii. It gets played when there's large groups of people over that like crazy party games, period.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it sits there unused, unwanted, unloved, except for Wii Fit, which gets played every day and brutally spanks my
Smurf.
It makes me feel like a fat old man.
I still can't, I mean, I still am not sure about getting another system. I just...
Yeah,
I don't know. We'll see.
But there's been a lot of dissension, people complaining that, you know, Sony's just biding their time. They're going to release all these massive killer products this next year and blow everybody out of the water. Well, they said that last year.
Yeah.
And what was supposed to come out this year didn't come out this year. And they said it the year before that, that oh, the next year they'll blow them out of the water. So they've been saying it every year. We haven't seen it. I bought it because I expected it to have good games. I mean, PlayStation 2 has some of the best games ever released
from
its time period. And PlayStation 3 comes out, and any game on it that's a good game has an exact copy of it or duplicate of it on the Xbox 360.
2008 was the year that I actually did buy a console.
It's an Xbox.
It's a regular Xbox, but it's a console.
So, yeah.
My PlayStation 2, while I enjoy it, just sits there.
But
it gathers dust.
The sad thing is
I play the DS.
Because the PlayStation 3 is so difficult to program for, they can't utilize the power of the PlayStation 3. So any game that comes out on the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360 runs better on the 360, usually looks better on the 360, and on top of that, by default, you get vibration controls on the 360,
really?
And so it gives you a different experience.
Their next marketing thing should be they should just keep putting out games for that, and then they should just focus on virtual reality.
Yeah. So the funny thing is, as they said, well, the PlayStation 3 is going to be a 10-year life cycle machine. It's going to need 10 years before they can figure out how to program the damn thing.
No, they should just toss it away.
All the symmetrical processing engines are making it a pain in the ass. I mean,
head jacks.
like the highest touted game of last year was Uncharted. Not this yeah, last
Uncharted
year, but the year before.
Fortune,
yeah.
Right.
And you know it didn't even utilize 20% of the engine's capability. Of the actual PlayStation 3's engine capability, it was the best-looking game. Yeah, it looked pretty good. It looked kind of cartoony in spots, but still, it couldn't even utilize, and it was the best that they could do at that point in time. It didn't even utilize 20% of the engine's capability. So
yeah.
if Naughty Dog, who's, you know, basically a subsidiary of Sony, can't even utilize the whole engine, what the hell is Sony going to do? I mean, nobody wants to program for the damn thing because it's expensive. They have to completely program the game in a new code because it's not compatible with the code that you use in the Xbox 360. I mean, it was a marketing blunder, and it's showing because people aren't buying it because it's still too expensive. And there's nothing they can do about it though. They can't lose any
because
money.
Of the lizard men.
Yeah,
totally the lizard men.
Totally the lizard men.
PlayStation.
Moving
on.
I have in 2008, though, noticed Magic commercials.
Magic the Gathering.
Yeah. Commercial. In the movie theater.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
Well, you know, Magic has been around now for over 10 years.
Does that mean it's coming back very, very strongly? Is it going to slowly take over the world?
It has. Maybe it's part of the Lizardmen conspiracy.
See, the thing is Magic never went away. It just went off our radars.
We're talking, of course, about Magic the Gathering, like Magic.
Yeah.
Because that Magic would just make us weird.
Weird.
We can't talk about the real Magic.
Jeremy, shut up. Don't make us have to ditch you somewhere up to your neck in sand while the tide
comes. Yeah, I know.
Going back to the console thing, I apologize. Actually, what I was planning on saying is that the new Prince of Persia came out.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys haven't tried that, it's quite beautiful. Although, as the people on Penny Arcade said, you could make a drinking game off of how many times they say fertile ground in the game.
Sweet!
And
fertile ground.
Yeah, by the time you get done with that game,
fertile ground,
you will have died from
fertile
alcohol
ground.
Poisoning.
Sweet.
I kid you not.
Well, moving on.
Is 2009 going to be when we start our crappy ninja card game?
Maybe.
We'll see.
Looking at the notes.
We released in 2009 or
2008.
We cried. We laughed.
We did manage to get some episodes out.
We yelled.
Not like 2007.
Not like 2007, no.
We've been awful lazy
looking,
in 2008.
Looking at it, I think we put out an episode on props, handouts, and maps.
Which was a fun one.
Yes, which was a very fun one. And since then, I think we've gotten some pretty cool stuff. We've actually started using more props, handouts, and maps.
I used some of that money. That money.
The fantasy money, yeah.
Which
we're
I
not
don't
talking the campaign coins because those are ridiculous.
No. But I still
those
recommend
are real coins.
The fantasy money too much, just once in a while.
Oh yeah.
Because it's ridiculous
for
the ink.
Well.
Yeah, campaign coins, the thing to note about the campaign coins, I actually got to see them at Gen Con.
They're
real freaking coins. They're not, plastic. You pick up, it's like, holy crap, this has got weight.
Like the fake, plastic, silver, gold.
And those work great. But if you want realism, definitely go with the campaign coins. And
we talked about kicking people out of your gaming group.
Yep.
Jeremy with his grabbing the person's character, shredding it, and catching out fire in the trash bin.
And getting his chairs back.
I had to get my chairs back.
Yes. We talked about character death. Again, Jeremy, you went on his thing about the paper shredder. We talked about breaks and hiatuses in games.
That tends
to happen a lot.
We're having one right now.
Christmas.
And holidays.
Yes.
I'm trying
until my room is done.
I'm trying to figure out. Next week is actually supposed to be Andre's game, if I remember correctly. Because his was supposed to be the week
the
weekend after Christmas.
Throw me out of whack, so.
Yeah. So Jeremy's game was supposed to be yesterday. And then Andre's game is supposed to be next week, and then Jeremy's game is supposed to be the week after that.
Some point, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
We'll get it figured out.
We, of course, talked at length about Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition.
Which we'll continue doing.
The 2008 Ennies.
Which were a joke.
Which we got sponsored by RPG Now to do.
Did we hate mail about our Ennies?
No, we have not gotten any hate mail about
the Ennies. Why do we not have hate mail at all?
I think our listeners are just very happy to sit back and hear us rant
hear the truth about, Lizard Men.
And then there was quite a lot of Gen Con coverage that we managed to get out this year.
Yeah, and we still didn't get all that we were wanting to. I got stood up at several interviews, and then several of my interviews ran over, and I didn't make it to other ones that I wanted to do.
But you got interviews.
Yeah, the next time I go up there.
I got to sit down with Steve Kenson, which was awesome. I got to sit down with
Robin
Laws, which was great. I got to sit down with a lot of other guys, including the Fantasy Flight Games guys. I got to sit down with some other guys, some Green Ronin, Mindstorm Labs.
I got to talk to Lone Wolf Publishing.
Sci-Fi Games.
Yeah, I actually did an on-the-spot interview with the Mindstorm Labs people for Alpha and Omega.
And Intercity Game Designs.
Yeah,
too.
I did Intercity Games Designs. I talked to ICE, Iron Crown Enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really interesting interview because it's interesting to note how they came back from the dead.
I got to talk to the Champions Online guys.
How's that working out?
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it. It's like it's still in production,
but including special episodes, we managed to get about 10 episodes out last year.
Yeah. Versus like the 50 from the year before.
So,
we need to 2009 will have to be much better.
Yeah,
I'll try to do better, my friends. But
getting everybody
You're
together.
Getting paid so much for this, Ethan.
I am getting paid. I swim in large piles of money.
Cool. Really?
That sounds like the ogres in the campaign we're playing right now.
I want some of that money back.
I've been embezzling from the Gamers Haven coffers.
Embezzling from zero.
Exactly.
You're zero. Stealing from zero still gives you zero.
And well, to wrap up our year in review real quick though, what have we been doing in all of our games? What have we been playing in 2008?
2008. At the end of 2008, I ran a one-shot Call of Cthulhu game for a friend of mine who I only get to see her once a year, which is why I ditched everybody in Warhammer on Friday. It went really well.
I was crushing the Lizard Man at the time.
So. Yes. It went really well. The players all took their characters except for my wife because they were hoping that if they come up next year that we'll play again. So everybody went crazy. It was a true Call of Cthulhu game. People died. There was no...
This year you ran some Call of Cthulhu.
I ran some Call of Cthulhu. I ran.
I don't think you ran D&D this year.
I did not run D&D this year. We finished my second book in 2007. Have not started.
We saw the end of my 3.5, moving to 4th edition.
Set tier.
We've had some 4th edition games. Still running that.
The Secret Silver Santas.
The Holidays ones.
The 9-part epic quest for the Silver Santas.
We had our Halloween party where we played board games.
Parts.
Added down to an hour each.
We've had lots of D&D, various board games. Settlers of Catan.
I still have not played Settlers of Catan.
You should.
I did pick up and play.
Andrew and Holly have it.
I have a copy of it right in my closet. It's fine.
Pick up at Gen Con the.
The Growing Hunger.
Growing Hunger. I picked up Growing Hunger for.
A Touch of Evil.
For that, but I got
Touch of Evil. Great game.
Which is an awesome game.
Which is from the people who do Last Night on Earth, and it's just a fun game. Yeah. I really love it.
Picked up, gosh, that's really the big one that comes to mind this year as far as board games.
You picked up Monsterpocalypse.
I did pick up some Monsterpocalypse, but just to pick it up. I don't know why I really ended up doing that, but I can use those minis for...
the minis are really cool.
I've been tempted to pick up just a small group of them, uh-huh. just to have.
Playing-wise, I've played a lot of Warhammer 40K and a lot of Warhammer Fantasy. Yeah, I've walked the planet. I've pretty much walked over all my competition in Warhammer 40K. I even beat Andre's Orc Army. Yet, with Warhammer Fantasy, I cannot seem to manage to eke out a single victory. Oh, wait, I take it back. I've won three games.
Yeah, you've won more than I have.
I've won three games. That's it. But of those three games, only one of those games was with the Ogres.
There's been just a lot of different random gaming, too.
Yeah. I managed to run a 4th edition Dungeon Crawl Classics, the Sellswords of Punjar.
We played in Tullis.
Eric was running a Tullis game, which is taking a hiatus for Keep on the Shadowfell, which should be on the Shadowfell.
There's the superhero game you ran.
Yeah, I ran a Mutes and Masterminds game. Which I hope to get back to at some point.
At the early beginning of the year, we finished up a feng shui game with you.
Yeah, had a feng shui game, which, again, is another one I'd love to get back to. Currently, I'm reading up and doing some work on the Deadlines game that will eventually run again.
Yeah, I'd like to play that again.
I have a lot of thinking and a lot of stuff to deal with. But, this next year could see us playing some Deadlands, playing some more D&D.
Building a gaming room.
Hopefully some more Mutants and Masterminds, some feng shui action. Maybe hopefully some more Call of Cthulhu.
Maybe. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see. I mean, we all got busy.
I'm starting to get a little antsy, and I'm pretty much ready to finish up the third book, the final book for my D&D game.
D&D game, right.
But we have to finish Andre's game right now. We're in the mage school. I'm not going to kill that game in the middle of the game because that would... I hate it when that happens to me, when other players do that stuff to me, so I'm not going to do it to him, sort of thing.
But all in all, it was a good gaming year. I managed to play Feng Shui for the first time in about 10 years.
At Gen Con. Yeah, that was one of the things that really pissed me off about Gen Con. I could not get into a single game. By the time I realized the tickets were for sale online, all the games I wanted to get into, every year that happens. Call of Cthulhu is like the most impossible game to get into at Gen Con. Period. Unless I want to do a live-action Call of Cthulhu.
But definitely a year of transition, a year of some interesting stuff.
We have changed from the caterpillar into the butterfly. Yes.
I am a beautiful butterfly. You are all like ants to me.
But... we managed to get a good amount of stuff in.
Got a lot of products to review for Goodman.
Got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're not going anywhere. Obviously, the pace is slowed down considerably because of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And the pursuit of work.
Although that's not really happening with me lately. I'm just focusing on school and whatnot. So we'll see. I should actually get my second degree at the end of May. And start working on my third degree. I'm getting the third degree. Start that in the fall. So the work continues. The work continues. In the meantime, you guys are still married. You guys are still building up your armies, and we are still in our underground fortress.
So how does being married and building up our armies work? Are you saying that we're like having spawn or something? I don't have any spawn that I know of.
Anyone else?
I don't have any.
I believe you're cloning spawn.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't have any spawn that I know of.
Spawn.
You're cloning spawn.
No,
I don't clone. You have cats. They're spawn.
Yeah, they're bad enough. I don't need kids.
True.
Because you can't tell a kid no and then spray him in the nose with a water bottle.
We can, but...
but some government organizations tend to frown on that.
Yeah.
Only if you get caught.
True.
Yeah, it's pretty sad in this day and age when, it's like, when we were kids, when we did something bad, we got spanked for it. Now you can't touch your kid, otherwise someone comes and takes him away.
You could spray him in the face with a bottle, though.
No!
Same with cats.
No!
I thought he was a cat.
He acts just like my cats.
That is 2008, sort of a retrospective, and what happened, what went on, and hopefully in the coming months, I'm going to aim to get at least an episode out every month. So I can't guarantee one every 2 weeks. Definitely can't do one every week.
You should hire a crony.
A crony.
We have to have money to have a crony.
Money to have a crony.
No. Just put it on. I don't know. Make something up. We have Monopoly money.
Sadly, the
unfortunately,
the
people don't
clone
live off
yourself.
Yes, the Vorpal Network still goes strong, but obviously we're in the quiet time now for a lot of podcasts
because everybody's on vacation.
Everyone's on vacation. Everyone has other stuff going on, but the convention season's going to be heating up pretty soon. So we'll see what happens. We'll be back after this.
You're gonna clone yourself, a crony.
Clone myself? Oh, that might work.
Has to be a mini me.
Mini me?
It'd be a mini.
Then he couldn't reach the keyboard to edit.
Give him a small computer.
That's true.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com, and this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and DC would make everything alright. I thought you might like an Evil Dead marathon, watching Ash wreck and shop with his chainsaw. You were gone before he made it to the woodshed, and now I'm standing here alone.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.